Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Steve sent me this story this morning, and so did Kathy. Made me smile. And we could all use something to smile about right now. Jelly bellies, you know, the jelly beans.
Yes.
I remember when those came on the scene.
It was Were you a big fan?
I was, because of all the variety of flavors.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Up until then, jelly beans were just, you had like, you know, you had the horrible abomination that is the licorice flavored jelly beans.
That's the best flavored one.
Some people love them.
I hate
it. But I mean, you know, there was lemon, lime, orange, cherry. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they started coming out with all these really cool flavors. Anything from, you know, kiwi to coconut to whatever.
It was a little bit more of a, like, yeah. I've never been a jelly bean fan, but I agree. When they opened up the menu roster, I found a few more that I could enjoy.
So the founder of Jelly Belly announced a series of nationwide treasure hunts with an entire candy factory serving as the grand prize.
What? And you know what this is?
It's Willy Wonka.
It's Willy freaking Wonka. It's awesome.
Yeah. David Klein, who founded the California Confectionery, announced the contest inspired by Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and the film adaptations on a new dedicated website. Gold tickets in the form of a necklace with a verifiable tag and code will be hidden throughout the U.S., Klein had said, and the necklace finders will receive $5,000, but the grand prize will be won by one lucky candy lover. He said in a statement, "We are going to have the ultimate treasure hunt where the winner will be receiving a key to one of our candy factories."
And it's ingenious. So cool. Because they're hidden in already buried coffins.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Already buried coffins. So, I mean, you know, how many cemeteries are there around the country?
The big winner will receive a Candyman Kitchens location in Florida. I don't know what Candyman Kitchens are.
Is that like a franchise?
It says a factory. So I don't know.
Perhaps the candy is produced at a, do they produce them? I'm woefully ignorant when it comes to the jelly.
It sounds
candy industry.
It sounds like a franchise, but
right.
Whether it is or not.
I want a Willy Wonka factory with dwarfs and the whole thing.
Yeah, you want to have your own Oompa Loompas.
Absolutely.
However he calls them, whatever that is. Yeah. So the big winner, what's that? I'm sorry. Yeah. Klein, who sold Jelly Belly in 1980, said the contest is also a celebration of his retirement, similar to the fictional candy kingpin, Willy Wonka.
I mean, when they walk into that giant room that everything is edible and Augustus goes into the chocolate river, like, you know, I was, as a kid, I watched that. Even as an adult, it can sort of bring me back to that time. Like, that was amazing.
It was magic.
It was magic. I wish that really, really existed.
Even if it was just the idea of a candy factory, even like the Kit Kat factory that they show in the commercials,
mm-hmm.
you know, that is obviously doesn't exist that way. But anything like that, to have a candy factory would be a dream come true.
So here's, now I don't have all the details on how this is going to work, but Klein is limiting the number of participants in the contest. It costs $50 for treasure hunters to receive their state's riddle. So I guess, I don't know if it's going to be in all 50 states or not, but I guess each state will have a necklace hidden somewhere.
Is that a lottery if you do it that way? If you charge people to participate in the contest.
No, because it's not luck of the draw.
It's not luck of the draw.
You get a clue, and
right.
then you have to go find it.
For $50.
Yeah.
Huh.
So the first riddle will be released in Georgia at the end of September. So there's a little time to get started.
What if you get it and it's like a sweatshop?
You know, like, where you win the fact.
Yeah, right, like poor Vietnamese children there.
I may have to do this. Now, I don't think I'll be any good at it.
You're a good riddle solver.
Oh, my God.
I'm not that with the help
classified
of my...
Classified as a good riddle.
With the help of my family, we might be able to pull something like that off. But I think I'm game. You know I love stuff like this.
Yeah.
I love escape rooms and we love creating games and scavenger hunts and things along those lines.
Do they suggest what kind, the nature of the riddle?
No.
Okay.
Nothing. At all.
So, not a thing. Oh, you have to pay $50 for it.
Nothing.
Nothing, sir. Nothing.
Well, when does he get it?
He doesn't.
Why not?
Because he broke the rules.
By the way, nothing. Could you imagine if Rambo was Willy Wonka?
You got nothing! Yeah. Nothing! Nothing! You screwed up the entire factory!
One rules.
You drank 50 cents a drink!
See any rules, did we, Charlie?
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Under Section 37B of the contract signed by him, it states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void if, and you can read it for yourself in this photostatic copy, I, the undersigned, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein contained, etc., etc., fax mentis, incendium gloria culpum, etc., etc., memo bis punitor delicatum. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Damn. Yeah.
Both can go to hell. Both of you, you little jerk off, and you, you old fool. You couldn't buy four more beds? You right. Dumbass. Go to hell! And he has a full meltdown. You are pieces of crap!
Pulls out a gun.
Get out! Get the F out.
By the way, there's a... Steve Casey had found the audio. There's a there's a short video on YouTube.
It's our favorite.
It's the end of the movie where they're in the Wonka Vader, and he tells Charlie to push the red button.
Right. What does it do?
And nobody knows what it does. And there's a great video. It explodes. It blows up the whole factory. And this is the audio from it.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Me?
There it goes.
What the...
It never, ever gets old. Play it again. Okay, I guess it.
There it goes.
What the...
And the explosion it shows is so massively gigantic. Oh, it's one of the best. We're watching the video of it right now.
That's great. That's
the top of this building blowing up.
There's another video. It's like from The Matrix where he goes, "Free your mind, Morpheus." And then he jumps off the building.
Yeah.
And then he like goes flying into a dumpster. Yeah. Oh, I love that stuff.
Yep. I don't know. It's the end of September. It's going to roll out in Georgia. That's the only thing that I know.
And you mentioned earlier, Preston, one of the prizes is a Candyman Kitchens.
Yes.
That's actually one of the franchises that they sell. So you win one of the stores, okay, which is a candy store.
All right. So you don't win a factory.
Correct? Oh, see, then that's all right. But I thought you were going to win, like, I mean, as everyone would, this conjures that image of winning the chocolate factory of where, where you have all these magical things going on instead of...
Yeah, candy store's pretty cool, though. Yeah.
Here's another
scene. I haven't gotten the raise in 5 years.
Here's another scene I love when they're on the boat ride and things start to turn sour.
Yeah.
And he starts to go into that...
that spiel that and you start soliloquy. To see disturbing video.
Yeah. There's no earthly way of knowing...
He's singing.
...which direction
I love that. Yeah, the way they're singing.
...we are going. There's no knowing where we're rowing. Or which way the river's flowing. Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is a hurricane a-blowing? Not a speck of light is showing, so the danger must be growing. Are the fires of hell a-glowing? Is the grisly reaper mowing? Yes! The danger must be growing, for the rowers keep on rowing, and they're certainly not showing any signs that they are slowing.
I remember that scared me as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't remember this.
Scared me.
Preston, there's live footage of a chicken getting its head cut off.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's right about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's live footage of a chicken getting its head cut off in that footage.
Everything is growing.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So you're in the bush.
Charlie's coming after you, and there's no way out. And you're screaming for your buddy who just got blown up by a landmine. Coming back to the United States or spin down, you're saying candy maker?
Candy maker.
Candy maker, chocolate man? Spinning on you?
I'm sorry. It got a little too real there for a second.
It did. You can see him in that purple jacket, but with the sleeves cut out.
The napalm is glowing.
Yeah. Oh, no.
The Viet Cong are showing.
Oh, no.
The enemy down, we're mowing.
It would have been great if Sly...
Welcome to my factory.
With Willy Wonka.
When you found a lucky ticket.
Hey, how do you call the Oompa Loompas?
Get it! You idiots! I swear to God, I will kick you.
That's...
It was a different kind of factory experience.
My favorite, actually, was when they went to Der Inventing Room.
Yeah.
And all the, you know, and that's where you had the, that sound effect, the Wonka machine thing. But that's probably my favorite part.
It gets me every time because it has the proper amount of sinister edge to it.
Yep.
And he is a phenomenal character. Right from the beginning, it has a dark thing to it, but that's what life is about. You know, you deal with that, but the hope and his joy is contagious.
It's being added to Netflix this month.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so if you've never seen it, it's on Netflix now.
Play that. I know this sound effect. I know how to make it. Go ahead. That bling.
Yeah, okay.
If you had a ruler, I could show you how to do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I
like a plastic ruler, right?
A plastic one would probably work best, but a wooden one would probably work as well.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Isn't that funny machine? It goes... Get your kids some candy.
That's him giving the tour. It makes a funny noise.
Funny. Can do a lot of laughing over at Nam. In the bush there, hearing sounds, twigs breaking. Never known. Your life's on the edge. Living on a wire, head on a pivot. You don't know where they're coming from. You can have all the gobstoppers in your mouth that you want, but it ain't gonna save your ass when Charlie starts firing at you.
You're not very fun.
No.
I know, I'm not feeling up to it today. Had some fizzy lifting drink. Don't drink it when you're out in the bush, though, because you start lifting up and Charlie takes you out with their sniper.
Oh, my God.
Because you're floating, and they don't care.
Oh, wow. There's so many possibilities.
You're telling me you're going to drink fizzy lifting drink while you're in the bush? You start lifting up, Charlie start taking you out one after the other. Shooting you in the head. Damn it!
Wait, you're getting a message from Command that's coming in.
Right. I'm coming for you.
Wow.
Oompa Loompas, I called you in here today to tell you something I did not want to tell you before. You were all aborted experiments.
Oh, my God.
You were supposed to be full-grown adults, but the machine malfunctioned.
Not only do they come out short, yeah, they're orange, too.
You're orange and you're stupid.
Wow.
That's why I make you slave labor.
Wow. Okay. Well, you could be the king. You could be the Willy Wonka.
I'm not familiar with the franchises. Are there any in this area,
No,
Nick?
No. It's Florida and Georgia-based.
Oh, all right.
All right. So did five states, do you think they'll do it around that area then? Florida, Georgia?
Probably.
Does it say just
right?
five Louisiana? States?
I thought you said there were only five.
No, there's $5,000 per necklace.
Oh.
We'll be heading throughout the U.S.
Oh. Well, then good.
So, yeah. So
around five states in the U.S.
Yeah. I may have to look into that.
If you were to win it, here's, honestly, if you win a candy location, wouldn't you want to win Hershey?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, yes.
That to me is as Wonka-esque as you can get.
Agreed, especially Chocolate World.
Yes, that's exactly what you want.
Place that you go through and ride through and learn how the chocolate process works.
You were there, Kathy, recently, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
And is everything kind of up to snuff?
Yeah, I mean, you mean as far as like...
The COVID and all
COVID
that?
Goes? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, not every ride was opened.
Right.
And that was just because they have to limit the crowd that comes inside of the park. But I mean... it didn't really affect our
visit.
It was cool.
It was
great. Yeah.
And Chocolate World was open and...
Yep, that was all open.
I love that. I'm a sucker for that every time.
Same thing that you have to, but you have to sign up to, like you have to have an appointment time.
You don't just walk in and...
But we left the park and walked to Chocolate World, and by the time we got there, our time was ready. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like you have to wait.
That ride, the ride that you take at Chocolate World, I've done it I don't know how many times. I still love it every time.
You get excited, especially the way that you get on it, because they're coming around.
The whole room
just keep
moves.
Coming. The room is moving, and you get on your thing, and you're watching it. It doesn't matter. It's all good.
Is that the ride?
That's Chocolate World.
Luca, does he go far enough? Quite right, sir. Stop the boat. My blanket! My blue blanket! Give me my blue blanket!
I'm sorry. I don't like people touching my blue blanket. It's not important. It's a minor compulsion. I can deal with it if I want to. It's just that I've had it ever since I was a baby, and I find it very comforting.
Different movie.
Yeah.
You could win this chocolate store, I guess. But yes, winning Hershey would be
that would be the home run,
the absolute best
instead of a little franchise.
Well, it is what
if
it
you could
is.
Only have one Hershey product for the rest of your life. Ooh. What would it be? Sorry, I didn't mean to do that to you guys.
Well, I had a bar last night.
You're making me think.
we made s'mores. And I know that it's plain and it's just regular straight up chocolate, but a Hershey bar.
Yep.
I mean, if I only had one,
that milk, might be milk it. Or dark.
It was milk, but it was for s'mores. I know you're you like a special dark.
Yes.
Yeah, and I don't blame you. I think that's a good choice too. But if I'm going to just go one, I think it might just be the straight up Hershey bar.
I think I'm with you, Nick, because I think anything with peanut butter is going to be a little too much. Oh, wait. Casey, what did I send you?
You sent
is
me
it a new
it's,
product?
Yeah, it's a new Reese's peanut butter like cupcake.
Cupcake?
Yeah, it's kind of like a candy cake, like Tasty Cake.
Oh, right.
But instead of a vanilla-based cake, it's a chocolate-based cake with a...
Snack cake stuffed with peanut butter cream and covered in
it's
chocolate.
It's called smack cake?
Snack.
Oh, that's cocaine.
Steve, like a snack.
No, that's heroin.
That's heroin. Snack.
So this is an actual Hershey product?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Hershey markets the Wonka bar, don't they?
No, I think that's totally separate.
Are you sure?
Well, no, actually, I can't say that I'm sure. I would have to go with the Hershey's chocolate bar with almonds. That seems
damn good.
It's straight ahead, but just the plain chocolate would not be enough for me. And by the way, the best, if you like the Hershey chocolate bars with almonds, you need to go to Chocolate World because they serve the gold ones.
Yeah.
Which are thicker with more almonds in them. And whenever we stay at Hershey, you can have those ordered and in your room if you want at the lodge. And so we always make sure that they have a box of those for us. We order those
around special. Willy Wonka Candy Company, Steve, is a division of Nestle.
Nestle.
Not Hershey.
The competitor.
The competitor.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Case?
Oh, that's a good question, man. Glad I asked it. I need a roster. I need to see the roster.
Okay.
Because I do like myself a Hershey with almonds, Reese's peanut butter cup. I love that as well.
There's Kisses.
No.
Twizzlers is in their family. I'm thinking of all the rides because the rides have.
I know the names. I prefer Twizzlers to Red Vine.
Here you go, Case.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So we got the Hershey Symphony, the extra, extra dark, Steve. I don't know about that. Almond Joy, 100-calorie bar. That sounds lame.
Sounds like a waste of time.
Hershey's Bliss.
A waste of time.
Yeah. Drops, Miniatures, Pot of Gold, Kit Kat.
Yeah, I think I'm
going to get Kit Kat. Yes, Kit Kat. Wow. So good.
Peanut Butter Cups.
Kit Kat has all the food groups in it.
Whoppers.
Whoppers. No.
No.
Whoppers is a porn site.
Reese's Pieces.
York Peppermint Patty.
I do love malted milk balls, and Whoppers are malted milk balls. Are they are?
Yes.
So they got some good options. Cookies and cream, that's a good one.
I do love cookies and cream as well.
I'm probably going to take an easy mark here.
I like the Hershey's Gold, which is the newest product that they made, and it's not actually chocolate. It's white chocolate, but it's flavored. It actually has itty-bitty bits of pretzel in it, I believe.
Oh.
But you can't tell. Yeah, peanuts and pretzels. There it is, Steve. The Hershey's Gold. It's they're really good.
Yes, I remember. They actually sent some over when they first came out with this.
Caramelized creme is what it says.
Creme.
There's not enough creme in it.
You send it back?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Yeah. You little idiot. Put more creme in it.
Hmm. All right. So this game is going to be starting at the end of this month. We'll see if one of the necklaces pops up in our ears, but I will play along for sure.
Get the whole Preston and Steve Show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.